מי האיש החפץ חיים אוהב ימים אוהב ימים לראותו איי 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 מי האיש החפץ חיים אוהב ימים אוהב ימים לראותו את סוד לשון חפיך ושפתיך ידברי מסור אליו הסלטו בקשדו ועוד פירו איי 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 מי
ובדור כזה,
and in such a generation, all those who destroy among the nations of the world rear their heads and want most of all to destroy and to kill the children of Israel. As the sages said, no strife comes to the world if it weren't for Israel, meaning, as in the Tikkunim, it is written that they are the ones who cause poverty and war and robberies, death and destructions in the whole world. And due to our many iniquities, we have become witnesses to such things, and more so, the quality of judgment hurt the best of us, as the sages said. It does not begin but from the righteous at first, and from all the wealth that Israel had in the lands of Poland and Lithuania as well. We have nothing left but the remnants in our holy land, and from now on it is upon us, the rest of the survivors, to correct this deviancy. And each one of us, those survivors of the exile, will take it upon himself with his entire soul and might to increase from now on the internality of the Torah and giving it its proper place, as it is more important than the externality of the Torah, Baal Sulam. And now it is upon us, the remnants of the exile, to correct this terrible situation. And each one of us, the remnants of the exile, will take it upon himself with his entire soul to increase from now on the eternality of the Torah, giving it its proper place as more important than the externality of the Torah.
Nei Baruch, world clean. Hello everyone. And these very special times when the Creator is putting pressure on us like a bag of nuts, we're getting this renewed awakening towards Him and a sense of responsibility for the entire world that's starting to awaken and renew in us. Today, all of us are together in front of the Creator with love and awe and with the recognition that everything that's going on in the world is up to us, depends on us. Everything depends on our connection. And today, all of us, all of Nei Baruch, all around the world, are in attack. Attack on our connection. Attack on the greatness of the Giver, the Creator. And we'd like for this lesson to entirely be dedicated to attacking our connection. We'd like to scrutinize now a question.
In
a workshop, out of our connection and our responsibility, what do we have to do now in order to see the Creator as the good that does good in order for him to rejoice. Again, what do we have to see? That there is none else besides him, the good that does good, in order for the Creator to rejoice. Workshop.
It
is upon us to make an effort to be prepared to leave behind the bodies and to connect together in prayer in the Man.
Ken.
Yeah, to only help each other reach this, come to this, to a mutual prayer, mutual request, so that no one will think about themselves, but everyone will pay full attention to the Ten as our source of life, and to leave everything else outside the gates, as though it doesn't belong to me. Is there only in order for me to be able to determine that my life is only inside the Ten?
This help is called the condition of Arvut, which we have to enter into, because only in that condition we can receive the light, the Torah, and to draw the light.
Every time we work more and more on our self-annulment, on the integration, and really, we're not given a moment of rest. We have to feel that this is our responsibility, that this is our goal. And both the situation itself and also Rav are aiming us at that and showing us that this is the call of the hour.
What we need to do is to want this sentence to live between us, and to, if we ask and really want it, ask for it, it'll really happen. But for it to really happen, we need the reforming light to work on us, and for that to happen, we need to all of us pray for one another, where I am out of the picture and all that remains is the friends and the Creator and the bestowal between them.
And the truth is, in order to ask for it, we just have to agree. The Creator brought us here. He said, leave your home, leave your country, and let's leave all the concerns that we have for ourselves and cleave on to the mutual desire that we have with our friends and cleave on to the Creator. Everything's ready. Everything's here. All we need is just a little effort.
We have a great big kli which is gathering, assembling now all over the world. In this lesson, we have the Mekubal, the Kabbalist, Rav.
And these are exactly the necessary conditions in order for the light to work, that everything's really ready, and the only thing missing is my prayer, to see that the Ten is already whole and perfect, and this is how I should see and appreciate them, and to feel its desire to connect and annul towards it and make its desire, the desire of the Ten, my own. And there is or comes the revelation of the Creator.
It is upon us to give an example of avut, of connection above all the crimes, and whatever happens, rejection, hatred, all these crimes also need to come into connection and love.
Yeah. And Kabbalists say that it's all in the hands of the Ten, that once 10 people come together, out of spiritual guidance, then they actually correct the entire system. And they form and shape the true spiritual reality. And the Creator, He's in that connection. They discover the attribute of bestowal. So let's think that it's in our hands all the time. The only thing left to do is to realize these things more and more in a more directed fashion.
Yesterday we talked about how the indication for all of that is happiness, when we're happy to leave behind that thing.
Rav, I recommend everyone to focus all of our thoughts, desires, and intentions on that. By our connection, will really create a very thick line, so that through our connection, all of these bad things in the south will stop, will cease, and will invert the bad into good. And as it says, that once we do that, we'll see that it's not the Hezbollah and it's not any other terror organizations, but it is due to our incorrect intentions and relations that we are the ones that are sending these missiles on ourselves, that maybe this way it'll awaken us towards connection with the Creator. So let's hope that we shall do it and chase away all the evil.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.